Joining us on the WBGO Journal, Chief Baba Neil Clark, percussionist, scholar, and for the 47th International African Arts Festival in Brooklyn, leader of the Mongo Jazz Project. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you, sir.
Your performance at the International African Arts Festival is a tribute to Mongo Santamaria. He was a major influence in your music?
Absolutely. He's a major influence in my music. He was a major influence in the music. When you consider Mongo Santamaria was an iconic conga stylist, actually, and he was a band leader that had a long-standing institution as an ensemble that was performing the music. You know, a lot of people think of Mongo as, as a conguero, and the mind automatically goes to Latin music or Afro-Cuban music, and Mongo was all of that. But he was a jazz band leader, and he pursued the music with a jazz approach. So I'm trying to honor that side of the music. You know, he had Herbie Hancock in the band, and Chick Corea in the band, and Hubert Laws in the band. So I'm trying to emphasize the jazz side of Mongo and his music.
So on top of your accomplishments in music, you've become quite a researcher of African culture. Tell us a little bit about what that part of your journey was like.
Well, you know, it's very interesting because coming up as an African-American, you know, in the music, the narrative is always about the African drum was taken away and the music in America evolved in the absence of the African drum. But I've been involved in research that demonstrates that that's not quite the fact. There has been a presence of the African drum on the North American continent going back to like 1645. And, you know, I've assembled a map of the United States with so many points on the map. It's mind-boggling in consideration of the narrative that the drum was taken away.
So what did you ultimately find?
We talk about Congo Square and Congo Square and the presence of the African drum in Congo Square. You know, we have the Pinkster Festival that was 200 years of African drumming in the Hudson River Valley. You know, we have drums in the British Museum that were collected in Virginia, African drums that were collected in Virginia. We have various African drum traditions here in the United States that people who are not familiar with what African drum traditions, they don't recognize it as being that, when in fact it is African drumming tradition. And the other stuff that I have not really yet gotten to demonstrate this point.
You spent some time in Nigeria and acquired a lengthy and pretty impressive title in your time there.
The title that I received, the chieftaincy title, and in Oshobo, Nigeria, Alufopejo Awo of Oshogbo, which really translates as the drummer to the spiritual elite. And it was kind of humbling that when I received that honor, they read my bio as a percussionist in jazz as part of the reason that I was getting that chieftaincy. So that's, that's a bit humbling to consider that in Africa, where the traditions began, they're recognizing the importance of what I'm doing here in African-American and American classical music.
Hold him, Joe, but don't let him go. Joining us on the WBGO Journal, percussionist Chief Baba Neil Clark. You spent a number of years performing with Harry Belafonte. Did he have an influence on the scholarly aspect of your life?
Absolutely. You know, working with Mr. Belafonte was like being in an international musical workshop or think tank. At any given time in his ensemble, we would find musicians from Trinidad, from Puerto Rico, from Cuba, from South Africa, from Greece, from Brazil, you know, and we were all collaborating in the assembling and arranging of Mr. Belafonte's repertoire, and coming at it from different perspectives and emphasizing different influences. So it was a matter that we had to become familiar with all of these various influences and traditions in order to be able to interpret them. And Mr. Belafonte is a very professional, highly professional and meticulous presenter when he comes on stage. So it was contingent on everybody in the band to be aware of what was going on with every other instrument on the bandstand. And, you know, that's a school, that's an institution in itself. I spent 13 years with Mr. Belafonte, and I wouldn't be the musician that I am without that experience.
You have another great working partner in Randy Weston, Brooklyn's own pianist-composer Randy Weston. Could we expect maybe a special guest appearance during the African Arts Festival?
Oh, I have no idea what Mr. Weston is up to, where he is. You know, Mr. Weston is a 92-year-old phenomenon. And he could be anywhere in the world at this given point. So he may show up, he may not show up. If there's a piano on the stage, I know, you know, he would be more than welcome to join us, but I could not say that Mr. Weston would be there and that he would perform.
You're a longtime Brooklyn resident. Is this your first trip to this festival? Have you been here before as a visitor, as a scholar, or as a musician?
Well, actually, this is the 47th year of this festival, and I've been going to this festival since it started as the African Street Carnival on Kleber Place in Brooklyn. The founder, Baba Jitu Weusi, was one of the iconic leaders in the community. He was a personal mentor for me. And I went there when I was in the process of discovering what Africa was about and what African culture was about. And I actually met three of my teachers there at the festival in the very beginning: Chief James Hawthorne Bay, Bobby Ishangi, and Olukashe Wiles. And they were the ones who kind of molded me to get to the point that I could play with Mr. Belafonte. So this festival is always been a destination for me and for people in the community as long as I can remember, as long as it's been around.
So it must be a real honor now at this point to be able to be a headliner, one of the performances during this festival.
Absolutely. I've been there several times with different groups over the years performing, and it's always wonderful to be able to perform at the festival in Brooklyn, considering I'm all over the world all of the time. It's nice to come home and to be able to perform in Brooklyn for my family and for the community. And again, it's an honor and it's humbling to be able to step on that stage as a headliner after all of these years.
Chief Baba Neal Clark is performing on Sunday at Commodore Barry Park in Brooklyn as part of the International African Arts Festival, a celebration that kicks off this weekend and goes until the 4th of July. Chief Baba Neal Clark, thanks for joining us on the WBGO Journal.
Great. Thanks so much, man.